The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Daf Ayin Gimel. The Gemara says in Amud Beis, Amar Rav Kahana Zoyme v'tzorech lo'etzin chayev shtayim. What zoyme? Zoyme means to prune a tree. If somebody prunes off branches that are growing on a tree in order to facilitate further growth of the tree, the halacha is that he is chayiv shtayim, but the Gemara says zoyme v'tzorech lo etzim chayiv shtayim. That means that he prunes the tree, but he needs the branches, not just pruning the tree to facilitate further growth, which is normally the purpose of pruning the tree, but when he needs the wood as well, chayiv shtayim, achas mishum koitzev, achas mishum neteh. The achas mishum neteh we understand, because any act which is actively helps the tree grow, fertilizing, watering, etc., would be considered an act of neteh of planting. The same way planting a seed causes growth, watering a plant causes growth, and for the same price, pruning a tree causes growth. The chiddush over here is the zayim v'tzarch lo etzim, since he needs the wood, he's chayiv mishum koitzim. Why does it have to be v'tzarch lo etzim? So Tosfos says, zayim v'tzarch lo etzim chayiv shtayim. Tosfos says, in Divrei HaMaskil v'tzarch lo etzim, nirud afil l'Rabbi Yehuda d'mechayiv melacha shein tzricha l'gufa b'inyan tzarch lo etzim. There would be a mokum to read the Gemara that the halacha being stated is totally in the machlekes of Yehuda and Reb Shimon. The malacha of malacha shen etzricha legufa, the din of malacha shen etzricha legufa, where Reb Shimon holds that the maleches machsheves, the klal of maleches Shabbos, is that it has to be done for the purpose which is the malacha. If a person digs a hole in the floor, he's over on the malacha of Chayrish. If he digs the hole only because he wants the dirt and not because he wants the hole, it's malach shen etzricha legufa. He's doing the same malacha, but the purpose for which he's doing it is not that which the malacha is answering. There he's not over on a malacha deraisa. Reb Yehuda denies, and there's also Reb Yehuda l'shitase of Dov Hashem Miskaven, Reb Yehuda denies that the thought process of somebody can impact on it being a ma'aseh melacha or not being a ma'aseh melacha. If he dug a hole, he will be chayiv. It does not make a difference why he wants it. So there would be a mokum to read the Gemara that zayim v'tzarech le'etzim, the reason why he's chayiv koitzer only when he's tzarech le'etzim is because the melacha of koitzer is taking something off a tree because one wants that thing. Pulling an apple off a tree, pulling a cucumber off the ground, pulling wood off a tree would be the same thing, but only if you want the wood. If you're taking off the wood only because you want to prune the tree, then the producing of the wood, taking all the wood off the tree, wouldn't be kaitzu. Then lachshon tzilcha gufa. So Tosfos name. Tosfos says near dafilu of Yehuda the mechayiv lachshon tzilcha gufa bein on tzarch leitzim to lemikri beitzim kaitzer ela beinian ze. Tosfos is telling us a chiddush. Tosfos is explaining to us that the act of kaitzer, existentially, what koitzer is producing, creating produce, creating a fruit, creating a vegetable. It used to be mechub l'kaka, producing that thing as something which can be used, which is no longer attached to the ground, no longer attached to the tree, is the malach of koitzer. When you pull something off a tree, but you're not producing anything because you don't need that thing. If you pull a branch off a tree and you don't need the branch, you haven't produced anything. It's not a malach of koitzer. Not only is it not a malacha shen tzricha legufa, it's not a ma'aseh malacha at all. Where do we find such a concept that something which in one circumstance, set of circumstances, where one needs the thing, could be a malacha, and where one does not need the thing, it's not a malacha at all? Tosfos brings several rais. Midi dehavi, Tosfos says, akareya almanas litvar, umoichik almanas lichter. There are two malachas which are almanasim. Kareya almanas litvar. There's a malacha of tefira, of sewing. There's a malacha of ripping. Ripping, kishala atzmoy, should not be a malacha. The only malacha the Mishnah tells us, the Fayin Gimel, is the malacha on Amar Aleph, is kare al menas litvar, tearing, in order to facilitate further sewing. Moichit, the same idea, Amanas Lichtov. Erasing itself would not be a malacha. It's only a malacha because it's Amanas Lichtov. And over there also the din of Amanas Lichtov, Tosis is pointing out. And Amanas Lichtov is not because of malach shen etzricha leguv. It's not totally in Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. The lashon of the Mishnah by Asanayim Gimel Amanas is Moichik, Amanas Lichtov. It doesn't say anything about Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Says Tosfos that is universally true, Heinle Reb Yehuda, Heinle Reb Shimon, that the Malach is not a Malach at all if it's not the Almanas that the Mishnah designates. The Gemara, but he brings a Gemara, Kedam Reb Yechon Lekamar Pechov, is a similar idea, a fourth example of the same idea. Echot Kvosim Vechot Shlokos, Shesokton, person squeezes vegetables. Legufon, mutter, limimeim chayv. A person squeezes them in order to take out the water. If the juice is being squeezed because a person wants the juice, a person squeezes out a cloth, let's say, or a person is squeezing out a fruit or a vegetable or pickled things, kvasim is things that were kept in water, fruits that were canned, fruits that were left in water. One squeezes the fruit in order to take out the water because one wants the water, lememein chayiv, because the malacha of schita is squeezing a, separating mashke from a salad, separating liquid from a salad. Obviously the classic is squeezing fruit to get fruit juice. But in this case, where one is squeezing a fruit or vegetable to take out the water, one wants that thing. So then there's a malacha. And over here, it doesn't say there's a malacha in the circle of gufa. If one doesn't want the water, one only wants to dry out the fruit to make it not waterlogged. One squeezes the canned fruit in order to, the canned peach, in order to make it drier. It's not that it's a malacha in the circle of gufa. The halacha is mutter, the Gemara says. Mutter means it's not malacha in the circle of gufa. It's not a malacha at all. Tosfos brings an example of this idea where ein derech disha bekach, that the malacha of dosh, as we're saying, the mahus, the idea of malacha of dosh is only when one is separating, producing a liquid from a salad. If one is only being metake in the salad by taking out the liquid, that's not dosh. We might compare it to bayur. It's a discussion why it's not bayur. That's a separate discussion. However, that it's not dosh is because that's not the way the malacha is done. Similar concept, this is saying by us. Moichik, amanas lichtoiv. If it's not amanas lichtoiv, it's not a malacha. The malacha is improving the paper, preparing the paper for further writing. The malacha is kariyam and aslut. For tearing something, what you're doing is you're preparing the cloth to be sewn in a productive way. If it's not, it's not a malacha at all. So Taisa saying, but also the same as the tzarech leitzim. A similar concept we have in Taisa's Anam and Aleph, of Al-Daf, Dibar Maskel Kaishu Bar Matir, Taisa says, the malacha of matir, where the Mishnah does not say matir amanas liksha, somebody unties a knot. Is that also an act which is only a malacha when it's done amanas liksha? Tosfos says that maybe yes, even though obviously what would be meduyik in the Mishnah is that kosher and matir are both malachas kishla atzmam, because the Mishnah does not say matir amanas liksha the way it says by moichik amanas liksha. That or is or, but Tosfos, we can trust Tosfos. Tosfos says that it's quite possible that matir is only malach of tamanas liksha. The idea is to say it's not malach shem tzricha legufa, but the actual act of the malach is not undoing a knot. The malach is preparing string or whatever it is to be tied in a better way by on time. If it's not done for that, then it's not a malach. It's not that malach at all. So these are five examples of something which is what we call tnai be'etzem hamalach. It's not a one of the klolim of lech machsheves, like we said, which is telling Rabbi Yehuda Shimon, malach shenitzuch legufa, doing a malach with a shinui is something that's telling malach machsheves, shnayim shasoi. There are different klolim of lech machsheves in order the tnoim of what makes an act into a ma'aseh malach. But there are certain things which change the definition of the act that's done, where it's not that act. It's not a tnai, the quality of the malach. It's not that malach at all, like we said. By disha, by schita, the difference is whether it's awesome in the rabbanon, like every malach shen tzrich leguf, or any other malach that's done with shinui, any other change where it's not malach machsheves, it's not deraisa, but at least it's an issa derabbanon, as opposed to, obviously, zayim v'tzrich leitzim, you wouldn't be able to say that, because you still have another av malacha of noteach, of pruning. However, when we're talking about schita, that would be the example where it would be mutter gomer to do the act of squeezing something shaloi amanas lahoitzi me'men, because it's not a malaka at all. Rav Akiva Eiger over here in the Gilin Hashas on the Amid on Ayin Gimel Amid Beis asks a very, very strong kasha against the Tosis, a kasha which will, if we understand how to answer the question, will point us in the direction of a basic yisoid. Rav Kivega asked a kasha from a Gemara later on in Daf Kuv Dalid. The Gemara Kuv Dalid talks about Kireya, somebody tears clothing, Al Meser, somebody rises Kriya, Rechman Al-Fon. He rips Kriya for a korv. Says the Gemara that since ripping for a korv is a dvar mitzvah, one is mechuyev to rise Kriya, the halacha would be that since he's doing the ripping in a way where it's mitaken, he's doing something productive as opposed to mekalkel, he's not destroying something, but he's engaged in a ma'aseh which he should be doing, whether the mitzvah would be niskayim and it would be malacha, the fact that it's a ma'aseh malacha would be mitzvah b'avaveir or not is a fascinating discussion, but we're not going to get into a discussion of mitzvah b'avaveir right now. But be'etzem, what he's doing for a mitzvah, therefore it's a ma'aseh mitzvah, it's a ma'aseh tikkun, not a ma'aseh mekalkel. Says the Gemara, Yichayv Korea Al Meisor is Chayv B'Shabbos. There's a discussion over there of Korea B'Chamotzer. Somebody tears something in order to vent his feelings, to let his anger out, equivalent of a punching bag. Whether that would have the same idea, but Korea Al Meisor not. Frektu Kiveger. Oy Bazoi. If that's the case, so the Gemara says that the reason why the Korea is Chayv over there is not Amanas Litzva. And the Gemara says the reason why it's a Malacha is because it's Metaken, not Mekalkel. What we see is that the only reason why the act of Kareya is an Av Malacha only when it's Amanas Litvar is only because if it's not Amanas Litvar, it's a Mekalkel. Based on the principle of Malachas Machsheves Asur Torah, one of the Klolim that we find in the Gemara in different places from Malachas Machsheves is that any act of Malacha has to be an act of construction, not of destruction. You have to build a Mishkan, you can't dismantle a Mishkan. Any ma'isa malacha, which is an act of destruction, is not a malacha. Ripping something, normally, is an act of destruction. The only time it's not, is amanas litva. So the Gemara Kuvdal says that I found you a case where it's korei and it's constructive, even though it's not amanas litva. Where a person writes kriya, he did it, he ripped the clothing in order to be mekayim a mitzvah. If that's the case, how does Tosfos say that the tanai of korei Almanas Litvar is not a clause of Malachas Machsheves, of Kilkul, of Tikkun, of other the quality of what's being done. But Tosfos says that it's not a Malacha at all, and Tosfos points us in the direction of such a concept where there are existential Tnoim to the Malacha, where if the Malacha is not being done for a certain purpose, it changes the Malacha itself, that it's not a Malacha at all, and it would be mutter L'chadchila to do. And where does Tosfos get that from? That's not true by Korei Almanas Litvar. Mavur in the Gemara, that's only, the only reason why it has to be Amanas Litva is only in order that it shouldn't be an act of destructiveness. It should be a constructive act, not a destructive act, because of Malach Machsheves. Ad kan kushes Rav Kiveger, and it's a very strong kasha at that. Not that Rav Kiveger needs our haskoma. A kasha that Rav Kiveger blibes tzorchin and bazillion ashas does not need our haskoma, but the kasha is a strong kasha. The Stipler, in Sefer Kilus Yaakov, tries to work with Rav Kivega's Kasha, and he understands that this, that Korei Almanas Litvar, what Tosfos is defining for us as a Tnai, which defines the Malacha as a Malacha, and if it's not Almanas Litvar, if it's not Almanas Lichtoiv, it's not a Malacha at all, or let's say Tosfos Nomen Alf, Mate Almanas Lichtoiv, if it's not Almanas Lichtoiv, it's not a Malacha at all, is because, it's not Stam, that it has to be Amanas Lichtoiv, Amanas Litvar, is because the Malacha, the Maisa Malacha is by definition an act of destruction. There are certain Maisa which are done destructively. For instance, there's digging a hole. Digging a hole can be done constructively. One could dig a hole in the ground and what he's doing is plowing. It's an Amalacha of Chavisha. Or one could dig a hole in a way where he's destroying a floor. You could look at it as Chavish because you could plant over there. But really what he's doing is an act of destruction. So what we have is a malacha, which is a malacha, And it can be done under certain circumstances in a way which would be mekalkel, that would render it not an av melacha. It would only be a melacha drabanan, because it's not melacha machshavas. Says the Stipler, there are four melachas which Taisus found where the melacha itself is an act of destruction. That can be, because the idea of melacha is defined as an act of constructiveness, an act of construction. Koreya, moichik, matir, all these things are by definition acts of destroying. When you erase something, by definition you're dismantling something. You're dismantling something that was written. When you untie something, you're dismantling a knot. When you tear something, you're doing an act of destruction. What turns these into malachas? Tosfos says there has to be that the act is an act of constructiveness in order to be a malacha. It's true that the Gemara on Kuf Dalet places the concept of Amanas Litvar as being that you don't need Amanas Litvar because it's an act of constructiveness when he's Korei Al-Mesa, but the point is that the reason why it was not an Av Melacha is because it's by definition all these acts are acts of destructiveness. Tosfos found a case, the Gemara found a case in Av Kuf Dalet where it would be an act of construction without the Amanas Litvar. True, the Mishnah expresses the fact that it has to be an act of construction by giving it an Amanas, Amanas Lichtev, Amanas Litvar, Amanas Matzer, Amanas Likshah, according to Tosfos. But the Gemara in Av Kuf Dalet found another way that it would be an act of construction. How would it be an act of construction? By doing it in a way that's constructive. It's a dvar mitzvah. But the idea is that an existential tnai in the melacha, and that's what Taz brings a raya from schita, that over there we see that an act of schita which is not being performed for taking the liquid, for producing the liquid out of the solid, but it's just there to facilitate the solid being dry, is not an act of schita. And it's mutter. It's not just the chesaron of melachah and tzrichah legufa. So that's the principle. And these ideas are important ideas because they come up over and over again. Melachah and tzrichah legufa. It's always good to chazer over the definitions. And the fact that the way a melachah is done and the purpose for which it's being done can not only change the tenoyim of melachah machshavas but can make it ois melachah. Simple example, we'll talk in Mirat Hashem in the next after Tafayin Dalet about the Tnoim under which Boyer would be Mutter. The basic idea over there, bird's eye view, is that in certain scenarios, Boyer can be done where it's not considered an act of Boyer, it's considered an act of Achima. The way to eat certain things is by being Boyer, is by being Mevara them. In that case, not a Maisa Melacha. It's not an act of work, it's an act of Achima. Another example, we'll talk about that in Mizrach and Davayin Dal. A simple example, another simple example, there's a melacha we just discussed of moichik. What happens if somebody eats a cake with writing on top? The poskim discuss cutting such a cake with a knife is problematic. If you have a birthday cake with writing on the top, to cut apart the letters and destroy the word is a problem. If it has a picture on top, it's a real problem. But what happens, let's say somebody wants to eat it. You take a cookie with a letter on it, and you pop the whole thing in your mouth, and you eat it all in one go. Over there, it's mutter l'chatchila. Why? The Rishonim explained that eating is not an act of mechika. Mechika is erasing a surface and creating a clean surface where you could start and write something else, or you could create another picture, another word, another letter. But when you eat something, it's an act of achila. It's not an act of preparing something to be used. So there we have another example of how you do something. Over there, it's not the thought process. It's the context in which you're doing something which defines it differently. But here's something about schita which comes up. The poets can talk about squeezing, for example, let's say what's commonly done, is squeezing a little bit of lemon onto a piece of fish, onto a piece of salmon. It's mutter. B'chayruf, we would say that should be an act of soichit, because one is squeezing its schita, one is squeezing out the lemon juice. But since over here, the lemon juice is never going to exist as a liquid, but one squeezes it directly onto the fish where it's absorbed right away, the poskim explained to us that over there the liquid never exists, and never has a chshivas by itself. It's only part of the oichel. Even though one is squeezing out the liquid, since one never has the liquid as an entity for itself, it's not an act of schita. Interesting, you're doing the same ma'aseh melacha. Do it in a different context, and it's not a ma'aseh melacha at all. This is this concept that Tosfos is mechadesh for us based on that gemara of schita. Now, I would point out that when one squeezes, it's not totally in the thought process, because when one squeezes something, let's say one squeezes a lemon into a cup, because one wants to fill the cup up with lemon juice and then use it to pour into a salad. That would be also deraisa, because over there the act that's being done is producing the liquid. It doesn't make a difference the fact that you want to thereafter use the liquid not for itself, but as part of a salad. As part of a salad, better said. Because over there what you're doing is you're producing a liquid. When you squeeze it directly onto the fish, you never had a liquid. Another example, which is quite important, is sometimes mothers of newborn babies are having a hard time nursing. Sometimes they fill up with milk quite quickly, and the baby is not capable yet of sucking out the milk. And it happens most often by first births, where the women are not used to it, new mothers are not used to the nursing. And a woman could swell up and could be engorged, and the infection could be dangerous and for sure quite painful. What has to be done during the week is to squeeze out the milk with a pump. Obviously, if the baby can't suck out the milk, well, you have to get rid of the milk with a pump. So let's say if we have a preemie and you want to take out the milk with a pump to feed to the preemie, that act of drawing out the milk where it's not being done by the infant, that's the nursing infant, is an act of dosh. You're producing liquid from a solid. So mice, it's like pardon the tzushtal, but the poets can say it. So it's a similar concept to chaliva, milking a cow, which is also a malacha of disha, producing liquid which was contained within a salad. The same thing is true of manually pumping out the milk, either with an electronic pump or with a hand pump. So during the week, what you do is you pump out the milk. Sometimes you can have a preemie, and it could be a shadow of sakonic nefoshes that the preemie who's fighting for his life should have healthy mother's milk. The other place will say that she should continue nursing, continue pumping out the milk on Shabbos. But let's not go that way. Let's discuss in a simple case. A woman is engorged. She has to get rid of the milk. It's extremely painful. It could cause an infection. How do we do it on Shabbos? An electric pump is out because it's electronic. Obviously, what you could do is, if it's easier, you could put this type of thing on a Shabbos clock. But what about the Ma'isa Malacha? Forget about the electronics of, even with a manual pump, of Disha. So here the place can say the same idea. If you create a situation where the liquid is not going to be used, where the liquid can't be used, then that's not a malach of Disha because you haven't produced a meaningful liquid from the salt. What do? The cup that she pumps into should be filled with some liquid salt. That destroys the milk on contact, thereby rendering the act of producing the milk not an act of producing a liquid from a salt. That's matter, and it's mutter. It's not just the malachim and the tzrichlubuv, it's mutter gomer. Again, the same thing would be true if the milk is produced into a bottle and thereafter thrown out. That wouldn't help. That would be malachim deraisa. Maybe it would be malachim and tzrichlubuv. You're doing it for the mother's health, not for the milk. That already would be a problem of malach machshevet. It would be malachim derabonim. But the way to do it is to redefine the act that's being done, not as an act of producing liquid, by destroying the liquid as soon as it comes out. So again, like we're saying, squeezing lemon onto a piece of salmon, straight into a bowl of salad. That would be one way that schita would be mutter, by redefining it not as an act of producing liquid, but it's only part of the salad. So there's no malach of disha, of schita. Or the other example is by the mother's milk being destroyed on contact. It never existed as a liquid. So therefore, you're not producing a liquid. That would be mutter, lechatchila. It wouldn't only be chsar melachshon and tzrichal gufa, but it would be mutter manish.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.